Back of my hand. I'll read the sense of your love and wants you to hurry home. Grandpa is feeling a lot better with the new ointment. Now stop being a silly boy. It was a dirty trick, and he was proud of it. Messages like that sapped a fighting spirit better than arrows. And then Vimes realised that there were no more men on the ropes and ladders. He could hear yells and groans below, but those soldiers who could stand were withdrawing to a safe distance. Now me, thought Vimes, I'd have gone down to the cellars of the houses near the street. Ankh-Morpork is all cellars, and I'd have chipped my way through the rotten walls, and half the cellars on this side of the barricades would have men in them now, nice and snug. Admittedly, last night I had the men nail up and bar every cellar door they could find, but after all, I wouldn't be fighting me, now would I? He peered through a gap between planks, and was amazed to see a man walking gingerly forward amongst the wreckage and the groaning men. He was carrying a white flag, and stopped occasionally to wave it, but not to shout hurrah. When he was as close as possible to the barricade, he called up, "I say!" Behind his planking, Vimes shut his eyes. "Oh, gods," he thought. He called down, "Yeah, can we help you?"
"Who are you?"
"Sergeant Keel, Night Watch. And you?"
"Sub-Lieutenant Harrop. We ask for a brief truce."
"Why?"
So that we can recover our wounded."
The rules of war, Vimes thought. The field of honour. Good grief.
"And then," he said, "sorry?"
"What happens after that? We start fighting again?"
Hasn't anyone told you?"
said the sub-lieutenant.
"Told us what?" "We've just heard. Lord Winder is dead. Lord Snapcase is patrician."
A cheer began among the nearby defenders and was taken up below. Vimes felt the relief rise, but he wouldn't be Vimes if he'd just let things lie. He called out,
"So, would you like to change ends?"
Sorry? "I mean, would your chaps like to have a go at defending the barricade and we can try attacking it?" Vimes heard laughter from the defenders. There was a pause, then the young man said,
Why?
"Because, correct me if I am wrong, we are now the loyal supporters of the official government, and you are the rebellious rump of a discredited administration. Am I right?"
I think we did have, legitimate orders."
"Heard of a man called Captain Swing?"
Yes."
"He thought he had legitimate orders too," said Vimes.
Yes."
Boy, was he surprised. All right, a truce. We agree. Would you like my lads to give you a hand? We've got a doctor here, very good. I've yet to hear screaming."
Thank you, sir,"
the young man saluted. Vimes saluted back. Then he relaxed and turned to the defenders. "Okay, lads," he said. "Stand down. Steal 'em if you haven't got 'em." He shinned down the ladder. Well, then, that was it. It was over. Ring out bells, dance in streets.
"Sarge, did you mean that about helping their mothers with their wounded?"
said Sam, who was standing at the bottom of the ladder. "Well, it makes as much sense as anything else that's been happening," said Vimes. "They're city lads just like us. Not their fault they were given the wrong orders." And it messes with their heads, he thought. Makes them wonder why all this is happening.
"Only, Nancy Ball's dead, Sarge."
Vimes took a deep breath. He'd known it anyway, up there on the wobbling ramparts, but hearing it said aloud was still a shock. "I dare say there's a few of theirs who won't make it through to morning," he said.
"Yeah, but they were the enemy, Sarge."
"It's always worth thinking about who your enemy is," said Vimes, tugging at the barricade.
"How about the man who's trying to stick a sword into you?" said Sam.
"That's a good start," said Vimes, "but there are times when it pays to be a little less tightly focused." In the oblong office, Snapcase put his hands together and tapped his front teeth with his forefingers. Quite a lot of paperwork was spread in front of him. "What to do, what to do," he said thoughtfully.
"A general amnesty as usual, my lord," said Mr. Slant.
Mr. Slant, as head of the Guild of Lawyers, had advised many leaders of the city. He was also a zombie, although this had, if anything, benefited his career. He was precedent. He knew how things should go.
"Yes, yes, of course," said Snapcase. "A clean start, of course. No doubt there is a traditional form of words. In fact, my lord, I happen to have a copy right here."
"Yes, yes. Tell me about this barricade, though, will you? The one that was still standing." He looked up at the crowd assembled in the office.
"You know about that, sir," said Follett.
"I do.